So let's talk a little bit about neoadjuvant therapy, particularly in patients with borderline resectability. What about choice of neoadjuvant regimen? A lot of people will turn to FOLFIRINOX or modified FOLFIRINOX. You were talking in the symposium about using GEM-NAB in the neoadjuvant situation. How do you decide?
So the reason why we mentioned FOLFIRINOX, because the pilot studies and the one national pilot trial that was done in borderline resectable disease that was recently published, it's a FOLFIRINOX-based trial. So there has been experience with FOLFIRINOX at the nationwide level, and people have felt some degree of comfort with it. Surgeons are more familiar with it than the gemcitabine-nab-paclitaxel. Remember, gemcitabine-nab-paclitaxel came at a later date as a regimen in metastatic disease. The issue here is that what people think would be a regimen that produces a more regression of the tumor or a better objective response rate, if you look at the perception, it is that FOLFIRINOX produces maybe more of the objective response rate, and this is what you're trying to do, part of what you're trying to do in the neoadjuvant setting. For that reason, people have been more in favor of using the FOLFIRINOX regimen. However, if you look at the metastatic disease, the differences in response rate, yes, it may favor FOLFIRINOX, but it's not a huge difference. However, the whole issue of the choice of the neoadjuvant treatment will be hopefully settled by the SWOG trial that I referred to earlier, which is looking at the FOLFIRINOX versus gemcitabine-nab-paclitaxel. Here, again, we're trying to look into not only the regression of the tumor, but how much does it really impact on surgery, surgical complications, and ultimately, what is the disease-free survival? Is it really, even if you have more shrinkage maybe with one regimen, but overall, is it going to be impacting the outcome of the patient? And here you have to link it also, again, with toxicity, quality of life, surgical complications, etc. So this is where the field is. At this point in time, I agree that FOLFIRINOX probably is the more favored one. The other issue with neoadjuvant treatment is whether you use radiation or not. We don't use radiation in our neoadjuvant treatment for patients who have resectable disease, but we include radiation in patients who have borderline resectable disease. And again, that's also a research question because the current intergroup trial is looking whether we need radiation in that situation. The reasoning behind using radiation therapy is the fact that in borderline resectable patients, because of the way I describe the anatomy and because the way the surgeon does the resection, especially in the posterior margin of the resection, there is more chance for leaving an R1 resection. And the use of radiotherapy is used not so much to shrink the tumor down. In fact, it's unlikely to shrink the tumor down. It's mostly to sterilize the margins prior to doing the surgery so that you end up with an R0 resection.